Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 11 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And I'm John Ed Matheson. Thank you for letting me share in this devotional with you. Our topic this week is on worship. Today's specific topic is God Inhabits Our Praise. Daniel Bowman said, "Worship is a stairway on which there is movement in two directions. God comes to man, and man goes to God." And our text today is Psalm 22, 3. "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." Now, in her book, Extravagant Worship, Darlene Zach writes, "The Word says that God inhabits the praises of His people." That's Psalm 22, 3. It's amazing to think that God, in all of His fullness, inhabits and dwells in our praises of Him. Our praise is irresistible to God. As soon as He hears us call His name, He's ready to answer us. That is the God we serve. Every time the praise and worship leaders begin to praise God, His presence comes in like a flood. Even though we live in His presence, His love is lavished on us in a miraculous way when we praise Him. But what does it mean that God inhabits the praises of His people? And how should that impact my relationship with God through worship? Award-winning Christian novelist Jessica Brody answers that question as follows. The phrase, "God inhabits the praise of His people," comes from the King James Version of Psalm 22:3, which states of God that, "Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." The New International Version says, "Yet you're enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises." The actual Hebrew uses the word kodosh, an adjective for God that Strong's Concordance says means holy or sacred, and the verb yashab, which means to sit, remain, or dwell. Yashab is the same word used in Genesis 4:20, where the Bible talks about a man named Jabal, who is father of those who dwell in or inhabit tents and have livestock. Praises comes from the Hebrew taliha, which means praise or songs of praise. Translations using the word enthroned or sit draw from the same concept, where a man would sit as upon a king's throne or at the place of honor at a table, which is akin to a dwelling place, a place of rest. So then, the phrase means God inhabits, rests in, sits upon, dwells within His people's songs of worship and adoration. The word inhabits does not suggest that God is only present when people sing praises about Him. Obviously, God is not confined to one place. God has no bounds as the creator of the universe, the world, and all the people and things within it. But the writer of the psalm seems to be saying that God is present and glorified when His people lift His name in honor. He draws nearer to us when we praise Him. Psalm 22 is referred to by many scholars as the Psalm of the Cross, because it parallels the anguish Jesus endured at the cross. David wrote this psalm approximately 1,000 years before Jesus would die at Calvary. In it, he praises God when he is distressed, rejected, and in agony. Only God could take David's distress and foreshadow his son's death. Yet with a description of the agony Jesus would feel on the cross, David praises a God who sent His Son to save us from our sins. God placed this psalm in Scripture to point us to Jesus' sacrificial death and to the truth that God does indeed inhabit the praises of His people. Even when things look helpless and hopeless, Worship draws us into the presence of our Savior and Deliverer. Praise Him no matter your circumstances, knowing that spiritually, the presence of God descends as your praises ascend. Now let's look at some questions. Answer these honestly to help drive home these points in our daily life. Question 1. God possesses our hearts and lives at the point of salvation by the power of the Holy Spirit. We learned yesterday that true worshipers must worship God in spirit and truth. Today we learned that God inhabits the praises of His people. Knowing these truths, what does this tell us about worship as a key to a faithful life? What do these truths say about the relationship of worship to God's continual presence? How would you answer that? Question 2. Why is it significant that Psalm 22, a psalm that depicts the suffering of Jesus on the cross, includes the truth that God inhabits the praises of His people? Third question. Our devotion today started with this statement by Daniel Bauman. Worship is a stairway on which there is movement in two directions. God comes to man, and man goes to God. What are your thoughts on worship moving in two directions? Let us pray. Oh God, teach us how to pray. How to pray with power. How to know that as we ascend to You, You're descending to us, You're always around us, and You inhabit the praises of Your people. Thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.